Every day, children are exposed to second-hand smoke, often without a choice in the matter. While smoking is a personal habit for many adults, when it happens around kids, the effects can extend far beyond the smoker. Today, we're asking the tough question, is smoking around children simply a matter of personal choice? Or does it cross the line into public harm? We are hoping to be joined on the line by Professor Catherine Igwe, Senior Specialist Scientist at the Mental Health, Alcohol and Substance Abuse and Tobacco Research Unit of the South African Medical Research Council. As soon as we've got Professor on the line, we'll take that conversation. I understand we've got her now. Professor Catherine, good morning. Thank you so much for your time.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
We've been having a fascinating conversation this morning, essentially asking the question, should we treat, in the same way we treat drinking and driving as a risk to public harm, should we be treating smoking around children in the same way?
The short answer to that is yes. And I must also say that according to the current Tobacco Control Act of 1993, as amended in 2007 and 2008, it's actually against the law for someone to smoke in their car where there's someone under 12 years of age. And the current bill, which is currently going through the legislative process to become law, is trying to increase that age to 18 and extend it to non-smokers. So if you have someone who is a non-smoker in your car and your child is less than 18, that is the child is not yet an adult, you are not supposed to be able to smoke if the new law is passed. But with the current law, if the child is 12 years and under, it's against the law for you to smoke. Because these things affect children. We know that children, their systems, their tissues, their organs are still developing. And so the danger to even adults as compared to children is less, because children, they breathe faster, so they take in more of the toxins. And of course, when someone is smoking in a car, the enclosed space is, you know, smaller, so there's a higher concentration of the toxins from the cigarettes in that environment. And so there is tons of research that have shown that children that are exposed to secondhand smoke, they are more likely to have asthma attack, they are more likely to have bronchitis and pneumonia, they are more likely to have reduced lung function or even infection in their chest. And there are some diseases that have been linked to exposure to secondhand smoke, especially otitis media. That one is, you know, documented and known to cause to be caused by exposure to secondhand smoke, and when you do that to children. And I think a responsible parent who is smoking, who may not know, hearing this, I hope that they can change, because they are endangering the lives of their children by smoking in a car where the children are present.
Mm. The broader conversation then around the health risks, I think, are one that we all understand and by now acknowledge. Whether we try and deny it or not, we understand the science behind it, right? I'm wondering then, from a legal perspective, if there's any case law on it. Have there been instances where people have actually been, let's say, arrested and prosecuted, whether successfully or unsuccessfully, for doing just that, considering that it's already a crime on the law books of the country?
So I'm not aware of any case law concerning that in South Africa, but I know that we also do have the Child Rights Act, right? And the Child Rights Act says anything that you do must be in the best interest of the child and must not harm the child. So if you even bring in that law, even though it's not spelled out explicitly in that Child Rights Act that, you know, when you smoke in front of your children, it's harmful to them. But when you take the letters of the law, when you take the spirit of the law, it says that you are, and then when you bring in the tobacco control law, which exposes you to what actually does to the children, then you see that you're actually breaking two laws. But I don't think there's been any, as far as I know, any precedence, you know, where a parent or an adult has been charged for endangering the lives of children by smoking in their presence or with them in their cars. I don't think that is that has been done in South Africa. But I really hope that people can. We don't need people to be persecuted before they know that what they are doing is wrong. I think most of the laws with regards to our personal behaviors, they are usually laws where people are expected to obey them. And individuals are expected to even, implement them, because they can then say, no, you cannot do that here, or this is against the law. But for children, unfortunately, they do not have that agency to be able to talk to adults, especially their parents, to say, mommy, you are endangering my life, except, of course, they are educated. So I hope that maybe in the future we will try and educate children more. Hopefully they will be able to lovingly tell their parents when they are smoking in their presence that this is affecting them.
Mm. Do we have then, is it then necessary for us to amend these laws and increase the age to 18, or should we just start enforcing the laws that are already on the books, Professor?
So, I like I said, most of the policies with regards to, alcohol, drinking, they are usually self-enforcing. So, you don't have policemen, trying to make sure that children are not smoking in the car. But I hope that it can be done, But, of course, we know that our law enforcement, they are overburdened with, all the cases that they have to deal with, all the issues they have to deal with. But, this particular law that is currently in place is expected to be also a tool of education for parents, to know that this thing that they are doing is wrong. But the question is, how many parents are actually open to hearing that, to say, anything that is going to endanger my child's life, I will not do it? So this is just like when you say you shouldn't harm your child. Nobody goes into your home to find out whether you're harming your child, except something happens and then it comes out in public and then you are held accountable. So because, of course, many of these diseases caused by tobacco, people just wish them away, or people just say, oh, maybe the child is just susceptible. You cannot easily link them, except you do the science, you look at the data, and then you see, oh, more children who are exposed are actually having this problem. And then sometimes the children may even have difficulty in breathing, and then they may not say, they don't know whether it's the smoking that they are inhaling, they see the smoke they are inhaling that is causing it. So they are not able to tell their parents that, okay, this thing you're doing is affecting my health. They may just feel that, it's normal. And, so I think that, it's a very good thing that this topic is coming on air, and I hope that it educates more people so that they can start enforcing the law by themselves, and they shouldn't allow someone else external to be the person that will tell them what is harmful to their child based on the law.